Mary Gonzalez has worked at CAM Plastics in Holland since 2017. And this summer, she got a new coworker named Joey. And when Joey first showed up, it put a fear in Mary Gonzalez.
I mean, seriously, it did, you know. Because when they brought him in, he was over there, and I'd go way around him.
This, her coworkers told her, was craziness. Joey wasn't a threat to her, they said. Joey wasn't even plugged in yet. Joey, her soon-to-be coworker, is a robot. And the way things are going, a lot more people are going to have coworkers like Joey in the future. Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer has the story.
Joey has been on the job now for several months inside the factory at CAM Plastics in Holland. You can see it in the back corner, bolted to a stand, zipping through its motions, its silver and gray arms twist and reach, grabbing a small black plastic part, dropping it off into a machine, then picking it back up when it's done. In the final step, Joey drops the part into a bin where Mary Gonzalez takes over to inspect the work. Gradually, Gonzalez says she's learned to trust her new coworker.
I wasn't scared of him anymore. And I think I know I can outrun him, you know. But no, he's pretty good.
Now she says she actually prefers Joey in some ways.
Because Joey listens.
Doesn't talk too much?
He won't talk back to me.
Joey is not the robot's real name. It's nicknamed after the human who programmed it at CAM. Joey the robot's birth name is actually UR5 from Universal Robots, a company based in Denmark. And the UR5 is what's known as a cobot, short for collaborative robot. Kevin Beckman is the engineering manager at CAM Plastics.
And one of the advantages of cobots is it can work side by side with people without any guarding. You can see there's no guarding around that. So the nature of a cobot is it can work hand in hand with employees safely.
And that is not just a big deal here at CAM. Jeff Bernstein is head of the Association for Advancing Automation based in Ann Arbor. He says it's a big deal for manufacturing in general.
The fact that we have robots that work safely side by side with people and you're not keeping people away, that is revolutionary.
Robots in manufacturing aren't new, of course, but the first wave of robots were mostly huge. They swung through a set of motions, and if any human got in the way, that human got clobbered. So the robots had to be fenced off, away from humans while they worked. Collaborative robots are generally smaller and sensitive, with systems built in to shut the robot down if it bumps into anything. Back at CAM, Joey works side by side with two other humans. Kevin Beckman says before Joey, it was three humans, zero robots.
So that robot just totally took someone's job.
It did. But it allowed that operator to move to a different part of the facility and do something bigger and better, more important to CAM. We can utilize them for more important things than the redundant task of loading this machine over and over and over throughout the day.
At CAM, no one gets laid off from a robot showing up, but they might get moved somewhere else. It may not work out that way at other factories. One thing that makes CAM different is it's employee-owned. So when a robot shows up to save the company money, like Joey's doing, workers get a cut of the increased profitability. Most other manufacturing workers aren't that lucky. And still, even though this is a pretty sweet setup for the workers at CAM, there are trade-offs. Adam Zuniga is the human on the other side of Joey, opposite Mary Gonzalez. Zuniga says before Joey, he had a coworker named Nate, a real human.
And Nate was always fun to talk to. We always, you know, there were some days where we didn't say much, but, you know, we talk about all types of stuff, you know. So Joey never says anything. So I don't know what his problem is.
Joey just isn't a talker. But robots like Joey sure are popular. Sales of cobots have surged in recent years, and that's expected to continue. They will find their way into more and more small manufacturing companies. And that means a lot more humans will have to get used to having a robot as a coworker. I'm Dustin Dwyer.